This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Ukraine's allies gathered in Paris Tuesday his country needs at least $840 million in urgent winter energy aid to fight what he called Russia's energy terrorism and help Ukrainians get through the winter. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Opening the donor conference, French President Emmanuel Macron described Moscow's bombardments of civilian targets in Ukraine as a war crime. He said the Kremlin's attacking civilian infrastructure because its troops have suffered setbacks on the battlefields. In addition, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling on donors to create a coordinated mechanism for delivering aid to Ukraine's beleaguered civilians as winter sets in. He wants EU countries to facilitate temporary electricity and natural gas exports to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reports from the conference indicate Ukraine's allies have pledged more than $1 billion to Ukraine for that immediate winter aid. Meanwhile, a new report from the United Nations Tuesday says Russia has destroyed 50% of Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Meanwhile, the European Union has reached a deal in principle to send nearly $19 billion in financial aid to Ukraine and approve a minimum tax on major corporations. The deal potentially ends a stalemate with EU member Hungary, which had vetoed earlier Ukraine aid packages. At issue was delayed pandemic recovery funds blocked from Hungary by other EU members who felt Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government had veered away from democratic rule of law principles. Under the agreement, Hungary gets its funding if it implements a series of democratic reforms. Hungary's principal negotiator with the EU, Tibor Navracsics, told a news conference Tuesday they expect to sign the agreement within days. This is VOA News. Statistics released Tuesday contained some good economic news for the U.S., with the rate of inflation continuing to fall last month. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Economists surveyed by the data provider FactSet say consumer prices likely rose 7.3% in November compared with a year ago. That's still uncomfortably high, but would fall well below June's peak of 9.1%. It would also amount to a fifth straight year-over-year slowdown in inflation. Looking at month-to-month, prices are expected to have risen 0.3% from October to November, which would extend a streak of slowdowns. A milder inflation report would encourage optimism that the Federal Reserve will suspend its interest rate hikes sometime early next year. Donna Warder, Washington.
The U.S. Department of Energy is scheduled to announce this hour a major advance in the quest to harness a fusion reaction. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Sources say for the first time, researchers at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California were able to produce more energy in a fusion reaction than was used to ignite it. It's a significant breakthrough that could one day help produce carbon-free energy, although scientists say producing enough to power homes and businesses is still decades away. Fusion reactions don't create radioactive waste, but net energy gain has been an elusive goal because fusion happens at such high temperatures and pressures that it's incredibly difficult to control. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm and officials from the White House and the National Nuclear Security Administration are set to make an announcement this morning with more details. Jennifer King, Washington.
China confirmed Tuesday five of its nationals were wounded in a deadly bombing and shooting attack targeting a hotel in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, Monday. Islamic State claimed responsibility for Monday's violence, saying its regional affiliate, the Islamic State Khorasan Province, or ISIS-K, carried out the attack, targeting Chinese nationals as well as Taliban members. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin told a regular news conference in Beijing Tuesday his government was deeply shocked and denounced the attack in the Sharina downtown commercial area of the Afghan capital. Wang said China demands Afghanistan spare no efforts in searching for and rescuing any Chinese individuals and at the same time open a comprehensive investigation and severely punish any attackers. He also repeated the ministry's advice that all Chinese citizens leave Afghanistan as soon as possible. Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee said Tuesday, beginning Wednesday, arrivals in the city will be free from COVID-19 movement restrictions and no longer barred from certain venues at the city, and the city will also scrap a government-mandated COVID-19 mobile application. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering, see our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This